Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. Talk radio to spark your curiosity, illuminate your spirit, and fire you up into action right now, right here, and every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Today on Fired Up with CJ, I have Robin Stevens, who is a wellness coach and a certified professional organizer, who will help you in achieving a clutter-free environment at work and at home. Welcome, Robin.
Thanks for having me on your show, CJ.
I have to tell you, for the last, I guess about a week, I've been living and breathing your wisdom. And I wanted to share with you two aha moments to start off with, because I want to tell you how wonderful your work is, because it really helped me shift some fundamental ways that I think about the world. Okay. So you have an impact already, at least with me, and I'm sure with others. You probably have heard of Mahatma Gandhi, and he has that phrase, change from the inside out. A lot of coaches mm-hmm. talk about that, or be the change you want to be. So the idea is that if you want to be a peaceful person, and if you want peace in the world, then it's up to you first to start off with yourself and change from the inside out. First, start off with yourself, become a peaceful person yourself, and you will provide a role model and energetic flows to other people to inspire them to be peaceful as well. So it's change from the inside. You change internally, and then you change the world around you. So it's change from the inside out. And what I got from your work, the two ahas were, you can change from the outside in. Does that make sense? So I was like, wow, I never even thought about it this way, but you're changing your outside, your external environment, and what it does is change your internal environment, your internal feelings and emotions and, you know, the place, your internal reality of where you reside. So that was my first aha moment, and it's always like be the change that you want to be, versus create the external environment to be the person you want to truly be, which is what I got out of your work. Now, you didn't say it in those words, and you didn't put it in this frame, but those are the two aha moments that I got from your work, so thank you. And I don't even know if you intended it to be that way, but those are things that...
Hey, whatever works.
Yeah, I never thought of it, the world in this way, but your work helped me trigger that, so thank you. So the first thing we're going to talk about is there hope for you and your piles of clutter that you have both at home and work? And the answer is, Robin?
Always. Always. There is always hope.
There's always hope. And here's another thing that I got from your piece of work, which is that, you know, people who are in the crux of it right now, like for me, I think I've been in the hellhole of organization. I have two kids, 9 and 11. They're running around the house, dropping their soccer, basketball things all over the house. And I have a husband who works at home, and we just have all this chaos all over our house. And I think, you know what? I don't know what to do. And one of the things that you said in your show is that we're not trained. You know, it used to be that they have home economic classes, or your mom at home would teach you how to organize your house and get organized and keep clutter down and clean your house. And I realize, much like you said in your program, on your own radio program, that I've never been taught these things. Mm-hmm. And that, in fact, organizational skills are, in fact, something that you can learn and be taught.
Absolutely. There's no organizational. I personally don't believe in the organizational gene, although some people may have that. I believe it's a skill like any other. You can teach it, and it's very individual with every person. Your idea of what's organized and makes your life flow peacefully may be different than mine, and that's what makes it so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And it's really finding those customized solutions, because when I've worked with clients, something that would work for me doesn't work for them at all. And if it doesn't, it doesn't matter, right?
No, not at all. I tell my clients, it's got to come from you. It comes from your inside out. Now, I work with a lot of creative people, and I have to say that organization comes naturally to me. I'm a very linear thinker. I think inside the box. So it's been a tremendous joy for me to work with creative people and see how they think. But what I might necessarily advocate as an organizational tool for them may not really work with their style or the way they think. So what we do is we come at it together. And like all good coaching, you're a life coach. You know that the solution is within the person. They just have to bring it out. And your expertise as a coach is to facilitate that. And that's the other reason why organization is so much fun. There's as many solutions as there are individuals in the world.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about working with a creative person.
Creative, you know, I've worked in the past with a lot of creative people like yourself, people that are into the media, authors, artists, people like that, entrepreneurs who can be very creative. They're wearing a lot of hats. They've got a lot of balls in the air. They've got a lot of ideas that are constantly flowing out. So what we want to do when we work with people like that is we want to get them to make sure that what they're doing is always aligned with their core values. Because one of the reasons that we get so overloaded is that everything seems like a good idea. And before long, you can really get not only mired down in stuff, but priorities, ideas, you know, commitment, scheduling, or whatever. So anytime you're trying to kind of clear the decks mentally or physically, you want to just come back and say, okay, is this really – I just had a great session with a physical therapist the other day who was getting ready to do a whole new business that she's going to run out of her home. And she's having trouble letting go of some of the – what she calls raw materials – papers, files, ideas, and so forth from her past that she feels if she lets go of those things that she's going to forget or she's going to miss. She's not going to be able to remember those achievements in her life. So what we did was we sat down and we made a list of her core values and her goals as she moves into 2011. And then we went through that stuff and we, you know, she decided, does that meet with what I want to do now? Is that in line with who I am now and what I want to move forward with? And it can be very powerful.
Give me an example of a core goal, and you don't have to use, I know it's a confidential relationship, but give me a hypothetical example of a core value and goal.
It might be compassion, integrity. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine just sent me a huge list the other day of core values. So compassion, integrity, humor, boldness, brilliance, encouragement, endurance, excellence, abundance. Accountability.
Okay, so let's take one of these, humor. So let's say that's my core value, which it is. So let's say it's a core value. How do I then translate that into organizing myself?
Well, then you want to take that core value, all right, humor in this case or whatever, and say, how does that manifest itself in my life? How do I want it to manifest in my life? And when I look around my environment, my priorities, anything in my life that potentially has the potential to get cluttered or is cluttered already, how is that preventing me maybe from expressing this core value in my life? Or how is this we say in organization something's either enhancing or advancing you, or it's not. So is this enhancing or advancing this core value as I want to manifest it in my life, or is it getting in the way of that?
Okay, got it. So I'd look at, let me just take this to the next step as I understand it. So let's say that humor is important. I'm looking at my desk right now, and it's a mess. There are little pieces of paper all over. I have like a coffee cup. I have a water vase. I have pens and pencils completely disorganized. I do think it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Given that I'm a coach, all right, and I should actually maybe, I don't know if I should. People have this expectation that you'd be a little bit more organized. So is this enhancing? Is this work environment enhancing me? No. Is it advancing me? I have no idea. I don't know, you know. Is it related to humor? I'm not sure. Help me map these two things together.
Okay, so humor, yeah, obviously you could look at anything like that, and you can, and if you can see the humor in it, that's a good thing. Is it, okay. If you're finding though that it's, that you, your productivity is impacted, if it's distressing you in any way, okay, that's not a good thing. If you're mentally revisiting it, and it's causing you stress, then that's not a good thing. For many people, here's where it gets a little tricky with organization, because I've been working with entrepreneurs and also offices, people that work for Microsoft and large companies, who actually, if you were to walk into their office, you would say, oh my gosh. And yet those people are very highly organized and very productive. So it's not a question ever necessarily of being tidy or neat. Those are different words. Those are different things. Organization is, can I find what I want to find? Am I productive? And am I peaceful? If you can say yes to those things, then you probably have somewhat high degree of organization. And if you can't, then you have to say to yourself, okay, am I tolerating this? A lot of times people are in a situation where they've been tolerating the clutter for so long, they don't really even realize that it's impacting them. So there's a kind of an awareness that goes on with that, and you need to kind of get in and say to yourself, what does this situation represent to me? How does it make me feel? And as far as enhancing or advancing, is it enhancing my environment, my productivity? Am I able to advance in what it is I want to do? And if the answer is yes to those questions, then you know that you're okay. But it's not necessarily about only having like two pencils on the desk and one piece of paper. For many people, that would actually cause them not to function as productively as having maybe some stacks around them that they know where things are when they want to get them. So again, it's very unique and individual to the person.
Yeah, and this is fascinating because this is exactly, I was very excited to have you, and I was talking to a girlfriend when we were going running. And I said, what's going on? And we were just talking about her own organizational challenges. And what she said is, you know what? I can find everything. I'm productive. Everything is fine, but it makes my husband crazy. He just is like, and he takes everything that I have organized in my own way, and then he creates tidy piles, and then I can't find anything.
Yeah, and in this business, you hear that a lot. I mean, because usually one person's style in a committed relationship, spouses, whatever, partners, one is very different than the other. In fact, I just had a client the other day email me about that she and her husband were actually doing some counseling around that because their organizational styles were so different. She felt like your friend, that she knew where it was and had it under control. They have small children or whatever, but it was driving him crazy. So,
right.
There you
so
have
even
it.
if you personally can tolerate it, there's all these other, you know, but you know, it was affecting the marriage, so it does affect her yet again. We have organizational expert Robin Stevens on Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. We in the next segment, we're going to continue our conversation about clutter and talk about what you can do to clean up the clutter in your house. You could, if you want more information about Robin or about the show, you can go to www.fireitupwithcj.com. We'll be right back.
Bogged down by your daily grind, not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
So this may sound simple, but when you're planning a road trip, you have to figure out where you're going first.
With the Take Shape for Life program, the destination is living life at optimal health. So what does that mean? It means more energy. It means less medications. And yes, it means losing the extra pounds, which is actually part of the getting there. Talk to a Take Shape for Life health coach who's been there. Listen to their story and their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere.
Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word.
Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
In case you just joined in, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today we have organizational expert Robin Stevens answering the question of how to get your house clutter-free and gain more energy. Stay tuned for the fourth segment, where you will be eligible to win a free exploratory coaching session with Robin, where she can help you on both wellness, I assume, and then cleaning the clutter up in your house. So queue up. Get your questions in, and we'll talk to you in the fourth part of our segment. You can get more information about Robin at her website, www.yourlifeinorder.com. You can sign up for her weekly audio life organization tips at her website, which I have listened to and can say that they're wonderful. Or if you want to talk to Robin live or communicate with her, you can get her at robin@yourlifeinorder.com. Did I miss anything, Robin?
That's it. Perfect. Thank
okay.
you.
Sure. Now, when we were on the break, I was we were talking about when I look at your criteria for am I organized? Can I find something? Can I be productive? Can I be peaceful with my situation despite my desk looking like a hurricane just hit it? I literally know where everything is. I'm still productive and I'm pretty peaceful about it. But, you know, my husband doesn't like it, and I have these 1950s kind of expectations of tidiness and cleanliness. And if I were to coach myself, I'd probably move into a bunch of shame statements about, oh, I'm so untidy. What does it say about my life that my house is so untidy? And you had some reactions on that.
Well, again, as we were talking about on the break, I think a lot of this is like an organizational myth. And while we were on the break, I was trying to find the article because it, that I wrote about the five basic organizational myths. I wasn't able to pick it up that quickly. But one of them, probably the top one, is that neat and tidy equal organized. And I cannot tell you how many clients I have coached that when you would walk into their home on the surface, it is very neat and tidy, but they are extremely disorganized. They're chronically disorganized people. Does that mean that every person who's neat and tidy equals organized or disorganized? No. It's as individual as the people themselves. Organization is all about bringing you joy, bringing you peace, moving you forward in the life that you've chosen to live. That doesn't have anything to do with how many piles you've got in your house, really. Like you said earlier, it is kind of a thing that we grew up with, the Donna Reed syndrome, a friend of mine used to call it, which I don't see as much with a lot of the younger women. I'm in my 50s now, and I coach a lot of younger women that are maybe in their mid-30s to early 40s, and they'll get staff, they'll have piles. They they want to enjoy their life. They want to have time for their kids, their husbands, or whatever. They don't seem quite as pressured into feeling that. Now, are there disputes a little bit? Yes, you've run into that. But they don't seem as pressured to have everything so picture perfect, because I think that sometimes can belie another problem, which, you know, that's another show, Dr. Phil, I guess, as Dr. Phil would say. But that's kind of what, that's kind of the way I stand on that. Neat and tidy is not equal organized.
Yeah, and I'll give you a perfect example. My son, Jaida, said, I cleaned up my room, Mom, and I look in, and I walk into the room, and I thought, it really does look quite clean. Yeah. I have no idea how he did this within an hour's time period. And I looked around, and I opened up his closet, and inside were all the smallest clothes.
With everything. Yeah.
Toys, everything was just thrown in that closet. So, really, to prove your myth that neat and tidy did not equal organized. It was a mess. And I think that there is this external pressure to have this Donna Reed existence. And we were sharing over the break. I said, you know, I'm getting to the point, if someone comes over the house, I feel embarrassed because I think, you know, I'm going to be portrayed as a pig. And what you said is, well, just don't have them over then, or tell them not to come over. This reaction, which I thought was humorous.
I mean, are your friends coming to see, you know, it's basically, are your friends coming to see you or your house? Now, obviously, if they can't negotiate, you know, through, there's a little path an inch wide and, you know, you have to move 95 stacks to find a seat for somebody to sit down, that's right. Kind of not enhancing you, because that's not peaceful and that's not joyful. But for most of us, we actually function better, unless you have, like, ADD issues, which I do have. So if I have a lot of piles around me, that will actually be a distraction for me. I'll focus on them. My mind will keep revisiting, and I won't be able to settle. So I actually do have to keep my environment fairly clutter-free and organized because of that. Most people actually do better with a little more stuff around them, studies show. So,
interesting. So let's move on to the second segment and getting to, you know, how can you actually, if you don't, how do you get trained to be organized? And you had said that clutter is a delayed decision. Tell me about that.
Clutter is delayed decisions. It's a fact that you pick something up, you put it down, you don't know what to do with it. You pick something else up, you put it down. This is always, paper is one of the areas where you see this the most. You have, I don't know what to do with this right now, or it's waiting for a decision from somebody else, or so forth, and all of a sudden then you have things piling up and piling up and piling up. An inability to let go of things. The client I mentioned earlier, whose home I was at, has bags and of her, what she calls raw materials, paper, ideas, things like that all over. She's not really sure what she's going to use them for or how they're going to fit into her life, but she doesn't feel like she can get rid of them. So she looks at it and thinks, nah, I'll get back to this later. And before you know it, there just becomes these pockets of clutter all over that are representing decisions that she can't make about things that she's let into her life that she's not sure what to do with now.
Hmm. So how did you solve it for her?
We didn't. We didn't solve it. That's a coaching thing that you've really, like all coaching, you really have to be ready for. What we talked about, again, was getting in alignment with her core values and being able to sit down and now go through some of these bags and these stacks and really decide whether or not she could let them go, or maybe even just box them up and remove them out of her immediate space for now, if she really can't make those decisions now, just so that she can free up space so she can work clearly, because she's having difficulty concentrating with all the clutter around. So there's a couple of ways you can navigate out of that little maze, but the client has to be ready and willing to do it.
So you've mentioned a couple times on your website that your work and home space say a lot about you and your life. Tell me what you mean.
I think that I don't know if you've ever heard the book, The Home is a Reflection of Self, or that might not be exactly the correct, Mirror of Self, I think. Your home is a mirror of self. And I think what's going on is if I go into a home of a client that has really chronic clutter or people with hoarding disorders that I worked with for a number of years, usually those people have some internal things going on as well. There may be some emotional issues. Many, many times there are physical issues. I have never gone into a house where there was extreme clutter, so much so that it was impeding their life, and have not had somebody have some kind of physical issue. So, again, I think that if you're productive, and now that's not to say that, well, I've got three stacks on my dining room table, so wow, what does that say about me? I think what you have to do is you have to go in and take an overall. So I encourage clients to go into a room and examine their space with a critical eye, like they were somebody else, and look at everything in the space and say, wow, what does this really say about me? Well, again, if your piles are stacked to the ceiling and you've got an inch-wide little path throughout the room, what is that saying about how you're living your life from the inside out? That's probably saying that you've got some other kinds of issues, fears. Like the woman I mentioned earlier, she had some emotional issues about not being good enough. And the piles around her were a symbol to her of having information to shore her up in case she wasn't smart enough. So I think that's I don't know if that makes sense, but that's kind of what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that
getting
makes
rid
sense.
Of those was a great fear to her that she wouldn't be smart enough to be able to carry out those ideas without that backup information.
Wow. So it really gets into the psychological realm, it seems like,
oh,
too.
Oh, it's amazing.
Some of these things. I think it's fascinating. And
it is.
You know, when you talk about hoarding disorder, I had a rental unit in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And this gentleman was a nurse and was fully productive nurse in all aspects of his life. But if you went into his house, into the apartment that I rented, there are stacks of newspapers that literally went from the floor almost to the ceiling that wrapped around a hallway, right, left, for probably about 20 feet from the bottom of the floor all the way to the ceiling. I assume that's a hoarding disorder. Is that what you mean by hoarding disorder?
Hoarding disorder is there's a clear definition for that, and they've actually linked it in the DSM as an emotional disorder now. It is linked in certain cases, depending on how severe it is, to bipolar disorder and some other cyclothymic disorder and some other emotional issues like that. I worked with hoarders for about 5 years, and most of them were referrals from psychiatrists or psychologists. They were under the care of a professional, and they were trying to because the situation had got so serious, like you mentioned in the rental, that they were impacting, you know, some of the other tenants, or in a condo situation, I guess there was some damage to another unit because of the issue in the home and things like that. So that gets to a fairly serious situation, and probably many of the people that listen to this show will be familiar with some of those television shows that they have on now where they showcase people with hoarding disorder.
Yeah, I think I just wanted to clarify because I don't want people to walk away thinking I have that. Because I have three piles that I don't know what to do with.
And I don't have the actual clinical definition, but you can look it up on the internet for hoarding disorder. It's a very defined, clearly defined, and it does not have anything to do with just kind of chronic disorganization or general clutter. It's way different.
Right. Okay, so what I want to do when we get back from the next break is talk about the impact of clutter, because you've mentioned about joy, peace, contentment, and from what I read from your materials, these are all possible if we get rid of clutter. So more on that when we get back. Today I have organizational expert Robin Stevens on Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. If you want to know more about Robin or listen to other fabulous shows, you can check it out at www.firedupwithcj.com. And if you want to queue your call up for the fourth segment, you could call us at 800-930-2819. Thanks for listening.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
In case you just joined in, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Organizational expert Robin Stevens has been answering our questions about clutter and how you can clear clutter and gain more energy in your life. Stay tuned for the fourth segment, and you can be eligible to win a free exploratory coaching session by submitting a question to Chris and hanging on the line. And if you want to find out more about Robin, you can go to www.yourlifeinorder.com or email her at robin@yourlifeinorder.com. So, Robin, before the break, we were talking about the impact of clutter. Tell us what that means to you.
Well, I guess what's more important is what it means to you or what it means to the individual. When we talk about the impact of clutter, we're talking about, again, how is it working or not working in your life? The first thing that we'll talk about when we go to see a client is we'll ask them what's working, what's not working. And a lot of times that's very revealing because when someone sets up kind of an artificial notion, like we were talking earlier about, you know, how their home should look or their desk or their office, we'll get through to it, and there's maybe some shame associated with it, or maybe there's, you know, some kind of expectation. What I ask the client is, how do you see your environment? What does your environment do for you? Is it impacting your life in a positive way or a negative way? And we kind of work through a number of different questions to get at what the goal is behind wanting to get organized, because you've got to have a powerful why to do it. It's like anything in life that you're going to set out to do, any goal. If you don't have a powerful why or a reason behind it, you're not going to want to stick with it, and you're not going to get the results you want.
Give me some examples of a powerful why.
Let's see, powerful why. Well, I'll use my physical therapist client again. She is starting a brand new business. She's been trained in a new system of physical therapy. I can't think what the name of it is offhand. And she is going to be doing this from her home, and she's going to be setting up a studio. And she's got some time deadlines, and this is represents a new direction for her that she's never done before. She's really excited about it. Now, is the clutter in her space right now is preventing her from realizing this dream that she wants to do? And there's some very real things that have to get done. So her powerful why is, I want to create this new solo business venture for myself, and I need to have a supportive environment. That's a key phrase that we use in organizing. Is your environment supportive to your goals? And if not, why not? and then you create your why around that.
Ah, okay. So for her, it's realizing my dreams. How powerful goal is that? I mean, if her dream,
that's pretty powerful. Why? Yeah.
Dream. Yeah. So her powerful dream was to become a physical therapist. Is that right?
She is a physical therapist, but this is some new therapy that she is going to be doing. That's, I guess, you know, very cutting edge, and I can't think of the name of it offhand. She told me. Jillian Michaels says, I think it was Jillian Michaels who said, "Your why should make you cry." And I think, you know, what she means by that is it should just be so, you know, so powerful within you, it brings tears to your eyes. Like, wow, you know, it's just an emotional connection that you can go back to each time to keep you motivated. We use it in fitness. I use it in wellness coaching all the time. What's the reason why you want to make these changes? It's got to be strong or you won't stick with them.
All right. So maybe I now know why my clutters exist, because I honestly don't. There's nothing really in it. I'm not disorganized. I know where everything is. I'm fine. I guess the only thing would be this construct of the shameful thing that people will think about the house if they walk into it. And I guess that's not enough motivation. So maybe it's even making peace with that, right? Is that what an organizational coach would help you do?
That's exactly it. I mean, you have to say, are these expectations really for me, or are they something that someone else or even what I think someone else is imposing on them? And make no mistake, I've had clients, and there are a lot of people out there who actually really do have a serious problem with clutter, who aren't able to make that shift, who can't create wise, who are not ready. And that's a whole different situation, because again, you can't go there unless you're ready to take that first step.
Right. So it's almost the work to be done, as accept it is what it is, and you're fine with it. No one is being harmed, including yourself. So move on. Just get over it. That's what I'm hearing.
Get over yourself.
Okay. So let's get to real practical. You had these really wonderful guides, and I'm hoping that we can get us through as many steps as we can before the next segment.
Okay.
About how to start. So you start off by saying start small. Mm-hmm. Why? Why do you start small instead of saying I'm cleaning my garage this weekend? That's what I usually set up crazy goal.
Because one step at a time usually works better than biting off. I'm mixing my metaphors here, but biting off a huge chunk and then not being able to chew it up and swallow it. I find that, for example, I'll have people call me and say, okay, I want to come over. I want you to come over. We're going to do 5 hours of organizing. And I always laugh because I think, you know, yeah, okay. And by 2 hours of organizing, they're absolutely cross-eyed and ready to jump off the roof. I think when you start small, take a baby step, complete one area, one drawer, it gives you the motivation to move on to the next. You get in the middle of something and rip everything apart and get tired, you walk away, and you feel 10 times more discouraged than you did when you started.
Yeah, I do something slightly like that, but what I do is I persevere at anything that I'll spend 10 hours and then I'll go, I hate that, I'm never doing it again.
Right.
So let's go back to what is the right amount of time. So if I want to chunk it out, and you said, is 2 hours the right amount of time to say, okay, I'm going to spend 2 hours or 20 minutes, or what's the right amount of time so that you found, or is that personal?
Well, you know, when I did a lot of on-site sessions with people, I had started off with 2 hours and then moved it up to 3 hours, and that seemed to work for most people, although the majority of people who don't view organizing as the most fun thing in the world are pretty tired by then. But I think it really depends on the person. So
right.
I've got an organizing consultant friend of mine who she'll have them just get a timer, and they decide how much time they want to spend on any given task. They set the timer for that task, and then they stop as soon as that's over. For some people, that might be an hour. For some, especially when paper is involved, which is very difficult and it's draining, it might be 30 minutes. So, again, it depends on the individual. If you're doing it alone, it's different than when you're doing it with a coach, because a coach is there or a buddy, because then they keep you motivated. So that may also influence how long you're able to spend at a task.
Yeah, but I like that idea of your tip of having a timer,
mm-hmm.
you know, because then it's like, okay, I'm done. Pain's over. 20 minutes, I'm done.
Okay, now I get a reward.
Exactly. All right, so the next step, there's so many steps in here. You choose one room to focus on, and you have different ideas for doing that. We've already talked about understanding what the internal motivation is and
mm-hmm.
the why. And then you mentioned before, stand at the door and look into the room with new pair of eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about what that involves.
Well, take the whole room in and pretend that you're someone else. How does the room make you feel? I mean, and sometimes it's a little difficult because, you know, you say, well, this is my house. I mean, what is, how does it make me feel? But if you can really kind of step outside yourself and look into the room, does this make me feel like I want to come in here? When I walk by this door, like I had one client who just said she would walk by the door of this room that was a guest room that was filled with clutter that she wanted to turn into an office, and she would just say, ugh. She wouldn't even open the door, but she would get this kind of just icky feeling when she walked by. So take a look at the room. Is there something that needs to change? How does it function? Does it feel supportive? Does it nourish you? Anytime you're considering that clutter is in the way of helping you live the life you want to live, you want to ask yourself these kind of emotional questions, because usually there is an emotional component that is associated with what you're looking at. And if you can kind of make those clear kind of, you know, connections on your own, then you're better able to see what it is that needs to be done.
So give me an example. Let's say I walk by my kitchen, let's say.
Okay.
Doesn't support me, doesn't nourish me. Then how do I problem solve to the next step?
Okay, that's a great example, because I recently had a client who was really wanting to make some changes in her health and fitness. So we went in, I took one look at her kitchen, and I thought, well, here's an issue right here. Not one horizontal surface was available to prepare food, not one. And there was tons of clutter. There was you know, appliances all over the place that were obviously never used. So I asked her to stand at the kitchen door and look in at everything and see what she thought of that. And we kind of went through, and what she found was that she enabled to take, in order to take it to the next step, what she had to do was she had to come in and kind of release what her thoughts were originally and kind of transform it. Okay, this is what I want for myself. I want to be a healthy. She had some physical issues that really required her to make these changes. It was very important. So how can I make these changes? What's the first thing I can do? And it was amazing. We spent 4 hours working in the kitchen, and at the end she said, I just feel like now I can do this in another area of my life, because I've conquered this kind of, you know, concrete type of thing. You know, I went in
right.
And I physically did some work, which now makes me feel like I can do some mental and emotional work as well.
Beautiful, beautiful example. I want to go through this list when we come back, and I also want to take phone calls. So I don't know how I'm going to do all of this, but we have organizational
expert. One step at a time,
Robin,
I guess.
Stevens. I know, good times. You're a great speaker. Organization expert Robin Stevens on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Next, learning more about how you go about tackling clutter and a process that you can use so you know how to do that, and taking any callers that may have questions on their own. Any callers will be eligible to win a free consultation with Robin. Please call us at 800-930-2819. If you want to know more about Robin or listen to our other fabulous shows, wonderful shows, check it out on www.firedupwithcj.com. Stay tuned.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, Contact Reflex Analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere.
Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word.
Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Organizational expert Robin Stevens is talking to us about clutter. And, we're now going to be, before I forget, Robin during the break, is offering anyone who is willing to send her an email, a brand new home study course, that includes a downloadable audio and workbook, and it's called Releasing Your Inner Fit Chick. And tell us what you'll get after, and tell us a little bit about what the book is about, Robin.
Okay, well, it's 30 downloadable audios. It started off as like a month-long program, but you can take as long as you want on four life organization areas, your priorities, organizing your space to create a soul-nurturing environment, it's mind and body fitness, and it's also, and then there's a section on putting it all together so you can just be, you know, release that inner fit chick, that true essence, that radical energy, that confident woman that you really want to be. And the companion workbook is a 120-page workbook with journal exercises that correspond to the audios. The audios are only 10 minutes long, so you can pop them onto your iTunes, you can put them on your iPod and take it with you. It's a $97 value. I'm selling it on my website for $97, but it's brand new, and I would love to get into the hands of as many people as possible and get their feedback on what they think, what I could improve upon it, because it is my first e-product. So if you email me and put shift, the word shift, S-H-I-F-T, in the subject line, we will send you, my assistant will send you the link to the audios and a copy of the workbook for you to use.
Wonderful. So it's Robin at yourlifeinorder.com, and you can find Robin's website at yourlifeinorder.com. So I assume that you could probably sign up that way too. Is that right?
Yes. Go to the products page, and there's a lengthy description of the product, and you can get more information about it on my products page, so you can see a little bit more about what you're getting.
Yeah, great offer for you. $97 for free. So download it, email, and you can get it. So awesome.
Yep.
So Kamisha from Seattle, you're listening to Fired Up with CJ. What question do you have?
Hi, I just tuned in, and I was kind of curious about...
Kamisha's phone call to come in. So let's continue on our list.
I have a lot of
One of the things that you were talking about is deleting.
I have a lot of projects going on. I will start getting organized and kicking butt with that, and then all of a sudden, a month later, my room is a mess, my car is a mess. How do I... Because I know it's about clearing the energy. How do I continue with it and keep motivated with it and not allow, I guess, the laziness to kind of take over? Because I know that's my detriment.
Okay, there was quite a bit of feedback or something during when you were talking, so I didn't quite hear all of it. But what I think I heard you say was that you get started on something and then you lose motivation and things begin to pile up again. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, I'll get organized and I'll be great, and then maybe a month later everything is totally disorganized again. My business is just, I don't know where to find my tax statements, all of that. It's just, I don't know how to continue to keep motivated to live that life, because I know that when I am, it feels great.
Okay, I would my suggestion would be what we spoke about earlier is to go back to your why. Your why should make you cry. The first thing you need to do is you want to create a really powerful why. Why do you want to get organized? What benefits is it going to bring into your life? It's almost like with fitness. You know, very often we'll get started with a fitness program or a clean eating program. We do great for a while. We fall off the horse. It's going to happen. Obstacles, you know, life happens when you're making other plans. Obstacles happen. Don't beat yourself up about it. Every experience that you have with it is going to give you more understanding of who you are, where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, and then go back to that why. Okay, why did I really want to do this? You know what? Because it's going to make my family life better, or, you know, it's going to give me more energy and strength and confidence to do whatever. Just go back to that why, then you'll climb back on the horse and try again.
Okay.
Does that
okay,
answer your
I
question?
I appreciate you saying don't beat yourself up about it, because I do that all the time.
Thank you, Kamisha. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day, ladies. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks. Take care. So going back to your list, we talked about the – and Kamisha's call reminds us that it's important to figure out the why, because that's the thing that will keep you motivated to keep on doing it, right? You clean out your car, but why are you doing it? Tune back into that. And then the other ideas that you had on your list, that we start small, choose one room to focus on, figuring out who you are and what your needs are, figure out the why, get a fresh pair of eyes. And then it's all about now, you know, putting room into zones. What does that mean? You talk about creating zones in your room.
Different zones might be, say, a desktop is one zone, a closet is another zone, a pile. So you're going to you just start with a defined area anytime you can, so you can really feel the difference. In other words, when you start and finish a particular zone, you have that feeling of accomplishment. I tell my clients, don't do the zigzag organizing. Well, okay, I'm going to pick up a few papers from here, I'll take them over there, then I see this, and I'm going to do this, and just kind of zigzag back and forth. Start in an area, concentrate on finishing that area, and then you'll feel a sense of accomplishment, and you will also feel a sense of clarity that you're not going to get if you're just kind of, you know, randomly running back and forth. Sometimes I'll go to a client's house and we'll start one area. They'll get bored with that, and then they want to run and do something else. And if you do that, by the end of the day, you'll say, gee, I'm really tired, but I don't know what the heck I did.
Yeah, it's a downside of being a good multitasker. You're doing all these things, and then you lose focus on what you're doing to begin with, right? Whereas if you focus on a zone, you can focus on one thing, get it done, and, you know, check, it's off your list.
Exactly.
Next dilemma, eliminating. Eliminating with love, and you have, you know, dispose of dupes, use the in-and-out rule, separate emotions from possessions. And as you mentioned with your client before, I mean, this was one of the hardest things, because for her, throwing away her bag of ideas was throwing away something that was really important, or, you know, throwing away her intelligence in the other case.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's difficult. And I know that what I wrote on the on that article, you know, it's easy to say, but for some people it is just not easy to do. So a lot of times what I'll recommend to clients is we have a term that we call prime real estate. And what we mean by that is the area that you're living and working in that you want to keep as supportive as possible. Okay, storage is not considered prime real estate, but your living area, your kitchen, your living room, whatever, that is. So if you can't make a decision, then box things up and remove them to a storage area. Clearly label the box so you know what's in that. Sometimes time away gives you enough distance that then later on you can revisit it and you can maybe let some things go. But at least you know you have it, but at least it's not cluttering up the area where you really need that much support and where you want your environment to be peaceful and clutter-free.
Yeah, you know, when I was at work, we used to have moves all the time, and they moved my four boxes. And I was coming back from maternity leave, couldn't even fathom going through all those boxes, so I didn't for like a couple of months, and I never right. opened one of those boxes. And you know what? I thought, I'm throwing away everything in this box. I've not opened it for 4 months. What's the purpose of this box aside from setting an expectation that I must remove everything and organize it? Forget about it. I just threw it all out.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I had a client who was a former psychologist, and that now she was raising a family, and she had about 35 boxes of paper left over from dissertation and all of her schoolwork in the attic that she just could not, because again, it represented a period in her life when she had put in a lot of work, her heart and soul, and she just felt that by getting rid of that, she was getting rid of all of that work that she had done. And it took her a while to get past that, but we boxed everything up. We put it in the attic, much to the husband's chagrin, because I think he had other plans for that space, but oh well. And she sent me an email a year later and said, you know, I finally was able to let go of that. So sometimes just putting a little space will give you that.
Right.
And if you can,
yeah.
you can. You know, no dishonor.
Quickly, we have one more minute, but give us a sense of, I know, if it's possible to do in a minute, there's the dispose of dupes, use the in and out rule. Tell me which one, what are some other ones? Tell us what that means.
Dispose of dupes.
Half a minute. Half a minute.
Get rid of them. And in and out rule, something comes new comes in, something old goes out. Easier said than done, though, if you have a problem with emotionally letting go. But they are two rules that will really work to eliminate clutter by about 50%.
Yeah, interesting. Another friend of mine mentioned she just every month she takes a garbage bag and she forces herself to eliminate 12 things from her closet. Another one, which I love. All right. So I've just learned so much. This has been fantastic. Thank you so much, Robin, for sharing your practical advice on how to organize your life. I feel like I have more acceptance on my chaotic life now. So thank you for that. Next Thursday on Fired Up with CJ, Chris Kessler, a personal trainer to help you achieve your health goal of getting in shape this year. Have a great week, and we will see you next Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.